Regina, Tele Miracle, Saskatchewan's charity, wrapped up its 48th edition Sunday in Regina. As of 5 p.m. the final numbers on the video tote board showed a total of $6,112,717 raised. With this year's result, the total raised by Tele Miracle since 1977 is now over $165,112,717. Tele Miracle remains rooted in Saskatchewan, and the generosity of Saskatchewan people really shined through once again this weekend, says Tele Miracle 48 Chair Tyler Hall. These donations are going to help so many people across the province. One of the many highlights of this year's show were the 75 talented Saskatchewan performers who appeared throughout the telethon. Not only did these acts showcase the scope of talent from every corner of the province, they also raised money for the telethon, which was once again matched by Nutrien, who presented their donation of $100,000 just before the end of the broadcast. Every dollar counts, and we are so grateful to the people of Saskatchewan for their continuing support, states Hall. The best part is that all the money raised stays right here in Saskatchewan, to help their friends, neighbors and communities. All Tele Miracle proceeds stay in Saskatchewan and are granted through the Kinsman Foundation for Specialized Medical and Mobility Equipment, assistance with medical travel, and new and innovative healthcare equipment. The foundation typically receives over 1,000 applications for assistance annually. Donors who made phone pledges during the telethon can honor them by mailing their donation to Tele Miracle at Box 83000, Saskatoon SK, S7K9S1. Planning begins shortly for Tele Miracle 49, to take place March 1-2, 2025 in Saskatoon. Details leading up to next year's show will be posted at www.telemiracle.com. Highlights. As of 5 p.m. on Sunday, February 25, a total of $6,112,717 has been raised. The telethon featured 75 talented Saskatchewan performers and a tribute to longtime host Bob McGrath. Nutrien donated $100,000 to match donations raised by Saskatchewan talent. Tele Miracle proceeds stay in Saskatchewan to fund the work of the Kinsman Foundation, helping people every day.